Some women spend lots of time in front of the mirror. Shanti Feldhahn wants to know, are you making an effort to look attractive for your husband?
We say it's what's on the inside that matters. We've come to this idea that what's on the outside doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And instead, we just need to deal with reality on this and recognize to our husband that it does. And thankfully, again, recognizing that it's about them seeing us being willing to make the effort.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Thursday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. All week we've heard from Shanti Feldhahn, and 10 years ago, Shanti published a book called For Women Only. And when she appeared on Revive Our Hearts to talk about it, it's safe to say that that interview got a lot of attention from our listeners. Shanti has just released an updated version of For Women Only. And later on in today's program, we'll hear about some of that new material and find out what Shanti's discovered since writing the first edition. First, we'll hear part of that original interview. It does include some mature topics, so you need to be aware of that if you have younger children with you. And I'll also mention, whenever we talk about marriage, we can't address every specific situation. We know your story is unique, so ask the Lord to show you how today's discussion may apply to you. And we do encourage you to get some help from older women in your church who can help you with your specific questions. Now, here's Nancy to get us started.
We've been having a great discussion over the past several days with two women who have a real heart for the Lord, a heart for their husbands, and a heart to help other women have the kind of marriage and relationship with men that God intended them to have. Barbara Rainey has been a longtime friend. She's the wife of Dennis Rainey. Together they founded Family Life Ministries, heard on many of the same stations that air Revive Our Hearts. They're a partner ministry of ours. And Barbara, you're a sweet friend, and you're an author and a mother and a grandmother. Mother and a lot of roles that you have at this season of your life. But thank you for taking time out to come and talk with us about some of these really important subjects.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Shanti Feldhahn is a new friend. She's written a book called For Women Only, What You Need to Know About the Inner Lives of Men. And we stated it earlier in the series, but I want to say it again, that none of us is an expert on men. certainly not I. And we're not claiming to be. There's a lot more that we don't know about men than we do. And we want to say that from the outset. But Shanti did some research and asked in different ways in verbal and written interviews, over 1,000 men to help us women understand what they want us to get about them that sometimes we don't get. So Shanti, thank you for writing this book. Thank you for joining us here on Revive Our Hearts.
It's a pleasure.
And before we jump into this, I want to just lay a biblical foundation here. I was reading in my quiet time this morning from the book of the Song of Solomon, which is the biblical handbook on physical intimacy in marriage, and reminding us that the marriage relationship and even the physical part of that is intended to be a picture of a redemptive relationship that Christ has with his church. So we don't want to lose sight of the mystery of all this. It's not just about sex. It's not just about your marriage. It's not just about your issues. It's about something God wants to communicate to the world about his relationship with his people. And as I was reading in the Song of Solomon, I see this very open, free expression of love between this husband and this wife. And I see a woman who is delighting in her husband, and a husband who senses and is grateful for the delight she feels. Just the very opening of that book, she says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine," she says to her husband. And then she says, "Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me into his chambers." So right from the get-go, she's saying, I cherish our physical relationship. I cherish your body. I cherish you as my husband, and I delight to give myself to you. Now, that's a really different sense about physical intimacy than you get when you talk to a lot of wives today.
That is really true, because the attitude today is not that gracious. It's not that giving. It's not that kind. It so often is begrudging and negative. And I think in the last generation, women have have changed their perspective, and they're looking at marriage as what's in it for me, not how can I serve my husband and love him. So we need to do some mental shifting in the way we think about our husbands. And the Song of Solomon would be a good place to start as we think about the whole area of physical intimacy in marriage.
Well, and also I think probably for us to recognize that delight in this relationship is exactly what our husbands need to feel from us. That sense that we want to be with them in that way. We delight in it. We desire them. I mean, it was such a surprise when I found out that that was not just a physical need, as we talked about yesterday, but built our husbands up in a sense of well-being in the rest of their life. One man said, you know, I can be having a terrible time at work. I can be having a terrible time in my industry, and the house can be a wreck, and the kids could be disobedient. But if I know that my wife desires me and she affirms me in bed, I have a sense that I can conquer the rest of my life, no problem. But if I get that same sense from her that, you know what, you don't measure up, don't touch me, he said, that will devastate me worse than anything else in my life.
It really does create rejection in the heart of a man that goes perhaps more deep than any other kind of rejection he can experience.
Well, you know, the other thing that I discovered that was really a surprise to me was that so many men go through their day really kind of feeling isolated. You know, one guy said, you know, I feel like I go out into the ring every day and I fight the good fight, and it's really lonely.
And that can be true of even men who are very outgoing, who have a lot of friends.
Absolutely.
It's an inner loneliness you're talking about.
It's an inner loneliness. It's an inner loneliness that they have. And one man said, you know, let me actually just read this quote. He said, a man really does feel isolated, even with his wife. But in making love, there is one other person in this world that you can be completely vulnerable with and be totally accepted and non-judged. It is a solace that goes very deep into the heart of a man.
That's so good.
Isn't that beautiful?
It really is.
And what a joy to be able to recognize that. And instead of feeling, well, it's my duty or it's my burden, no, you have an opportunity to salve this deep sense of loneliness that your husband feels.
And I want to encourage our married listeners in particular to go and read the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament. It's a book you don't hear preached on very often at church. It's a book not many Christians take time to dig into. But just read the exchange, the verbal exchange, the physical exchange between this husband and his wife. Read the things that she says. And it's intriguing to me how often she initiates the physical relationship with her husband. She says, tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you pasture your flock, where you make it lie at
where
noon.
Can I find you?
She's saying, where can I find you? And then she says, the voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. And a lot of women are thinking, yeah, I know what he wants. I know what he, but she's welcoming him. She knows what he wants, but she invites him. She welcomes him, receives him into her life. And that's really what a man wants from his wife.
Oh, let me tell you, I'll be very transparent here. When I started learning this, how much just initiating made such an enormous difference to this feeling in my husband's life that she does desire me, she does delight, I started getting kind of bad, and I would send my husband a little text message on his phone when he was in the middle of a meeting that just said something about, can't wait for you to get home, you know? And and he would just be like, oh man, that fills me up. I can
forgot
just,
all about the meeting.
Yeah, probably. But what a joy for us to be able to have that secret delight in each other. And for the women out there who feel like, well, I'm tired. I don't know if I feel, you know, if I'm ready for that, if I don't feel that. You know what? If you will take that first step, I bet you will find that your feelings follow your actions.
That's Shanti Feldhahn. Nancy Lee DeMoss and Barbara Rainey have been talking with Shanti about her book, For Women Only, released over a decade ago. Revive Our Hearts listeners first heard that interview not long after the book was released, and so many have told us what a difference it's made in their lives. Well, recently, Shanti released an updated version of For Women Only, reflecting new research into how men think. Our team caught up with Shanti and asked why she decided to update the book.
You know, the research that we've done on how men think, and really all the research that I've done for all the different studies, has been ongoing ever since 2004. So, you know, it's been 9 years. And my husband and I, we do a lot of marriage conferences. And we stepped off stage once after a marriage conference, and we kind of looked at each other and said, you know, like, a third of what we just said isn't even in the books, because we learned so much since they first came out. And so that's really why we said, all right, it's really time to update it with all the stuff we've learned. There's been a lot of brain science developments in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, where we used to be able to say, I would say, here's what men think, but I wouldn't be able to say why. And now I can often say, okay, here's how God wired the male brain, and this is why they think a certain way. So some of that stuff I thought was really important to put in.
One of those new insights sheds light on the way men process information and make decisions.
One of the big aha moments, it's interesting. We often will say to ourselves, or say to somebody else, you know, what was he thinking? And the translation of that is, he wasn't thinking, right? That's what that means. And I realized somewhere along the way, again, after the original edition came out, I started realizing men think about everything. They just do it differently than we as women do. Because if we women are thinking about something, you know about it, because we're verbal processors. And so we'll think it through. Men are completely different. Actually, the way that God wired the male brain, I've actually seen the brain scans of how the male brain is physically different than the female brain. And literally because of a brain structure issue, it's actively difficult for a man to think something through while he's talking it through. He has to stop talking about it and process. And it's like he's going underground and he's doing this internal chess match, and his brain structure is literally wired to do this very deep processing of one thing at a time, which I know is probably not a surprise to most women. But what it means is that you haven't heard his thought process. You have no idea. And it pops out the other end as a decision. You know, like, I think we should do this. And we're thinking, what was he thinking? You know, and we don't realize, you know, he had this whole big long string of reasoning. And if you stop yourself and just say, okay, Shanti promised he had a reason. And you say, you know, help me understand. Wouldn't this be, you know, you'll hear this whole big long string of reasoning and go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't jump all over him. It's funny. I was in another state doing a women's conference in the winter, and I called back. I'd been gone for 3 days, and it was the last night, and I called back home. And because of the time difference, my husband, Jeff, had already put the kids to bed, and our little boy was 5 at the time. And he said, yeah, you know, I let him sleep without his pajama top. And for me as a mom, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's winter. He's going to get freezing cold. And I almost said, what? You know, I almost went off on him. And then I know this is completely lame, but I literally thought to myself, okay, respect. Remember the respect chapter? And I thought to myself, okay, he had a reason. He hasn't explained it yet, but he had a reason. And so I said, won't he get cold? He's like, oh yeah, he's going to get cold. He's been asking to sleep without his pajama top for, you know, several nights now. And I kept saying, no, you're going to get cold, honey. And he kept wanting to do it. So I thought, okay, I'll let him do it, and I'll have him sleep in bed with me. So when he wakes up inevitably in the middle of the night, freezing cold, I can put his pajama top on and he will learn not to do that again. And I thought, oh my gosh, this was like this strategic parenting decision. And I almost went off on him because of it, without realizing. And that's just a silly example, but that's the kind of stuff we women do all the time. So just realize guys need this processing time. You may not hear their thought process, but it is there.
Shanti Feldhahn has been giving us some insight into the way men process information. While researching the updated edition of For Women Only, she also identified many of the unspoken questions men and women are always asking themselves.
For girls and later for women, our big insecurity is, am I lovable? Am I special? Am I beautiful? Am I worthy of being loved for who I am on the inside? And that's why we need to feel loved and cherished and all that. But for a man, the guys we talk to, they're like, you know, that stuff is like, yeah, it's nice, but it's not a big deal. For them, they have a totally different question. It's, am I able? Am I adequate? Am I any good at what I do on the outside? And so as a result, that one little distinction of, for us as women, it's, am I worthy of being loved for who I am on the inside? And for guys, it's, am I any good at what I do on the outside? That's their big heart cry question. It changes how you approach your man. It changes how you approach your son, because you start recognizing that what he most is wondering is, anybody noticing, am I any good at what I do? And so suddenly you find yourself saying, for example, thank you for things. This is one of the things that came out in a later survey. I can't remember the number. It was like 97% of men said that they were powerfully touched just by hearing thank you. Like, thank you for mowing the lawn, even though it was so hot outside. You know, thank you, Bobby, for putting the trash cans back without me asking. And it's like, for a guy, it's this huge deal to hear that. And for us as women, we just don't realize that's, because for us, that's nice, but it's not like this, oh, that's oxygen. For a guy, that's oxygen. That sense of appreciation is huge. So that's another thing that we realized. We hadn't quite put it together, that noticing and commenting on what he does, what he accomplishes, is such a big deal.
That's Shanti Feldhahn talking about some of the differences between men and women that she writes about in the newly revised edition of For Women Only. Shanti says she hopes God will use this new edition powerfully in women's lives.
We obviously hope that people will get the new one. My hope is that they'll get the new one and give it away, you know, pass it on. That's what I've been so touched by over these last few years, is that really the reason that this has had such an impact is truly because people have shared this information with others, and it just is so touching to me. And so we really hope that'll continue, where most people aren't necessarily just buying the book for themselves. They're buying it because they want to give it to a young couple getting married, or, you know, they have a somebody who's struggling in their marriage, or they have a young woman who's just starting out in the world and doesn't understand guys and is wanting to have a healthy dating relationship and doesn't know how. And, you know, that's the stuff that, I hope, I mean, I really, my prayer is that these are always going to be resources that are going to help women understand men and men understand women, because it's universal. It is the way God wired us. And we have found that some of these things are so simple, we just didn't know them before. But they're, once you know them, they really are these little things that have a really big impact.
And we'd like to send you a copy of Shanti Feldhahn's book. When you support Revive Our Hearts with a gift of any size, we'll send you the updated version of For Women Only. Along with that book, we'll also send you a booklet called 30 Days of Encouraging Your Husband. This booklet will lead you through the challenge Nancy Lee DeMoss has been giving us all week. That challenge is, for 30 days, don't say anything negative about your husband, and at the same time, say one positive thing about him each day. You know, Shanti Feldhahn heard Nancy Lee DeMoss give this challenge the first time they recorded an interview. She said she started sharing this challenge with other women.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. I was at a group in, I think, Texas, and there was a woman who wasn't, she was probably only married about 10 years. She hadn't been married that long, but she was just so ready to just give up. I think they had 4 little children. I mean, they were, you know, they had a lot of little young lives that would be impacted if the couple split up. And she asked this question in this big group. And I know that she had legitimate heartache. You know, there were some issues that she raised that were really, truly a concern. And so I shared this. I said, you know, I stole this from Nancy Lee DeMoss, and I shared this, and I said, but come talk to me after. And it's interesting, she is just one now of countless examples where she said, she had been so focused on the stuff that was legitimately a problem that for years she hadn't been able to see anything positive. And I said, tell me one thing. And I looked in her eyes and I said, tell me one thing positive about him. And she said, well, you know, he works really hard, you know, to try to support the family. He's never around, but he works really hard. And I said, that's pretty, you know, I know you can feel unloved, but that's pretty important. Yeah. And she said, yeah. And I said, so what do you think that says about his feelings for you? Well, if he feels a sense of responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. He feels a sense of responsibility. Okay. Well, that's two, you know, that's two things. And so we kept going, and it's interesting. I asked the women's ministry director of this church, you know, weeks later, how are they doing? And she said, it's been phenomenal because, yeah, they have these very real issues. There were some addictions and some other things that were real problems. But she feels like she's been given the strength to actually keep going and deal with the real issues rather than just giving up entirely. And I just, I don't know, just that the 30-day challenge that Nancy developed, I mean, it is so anointed. It's basically just a practical working out of Philippians 4. I tell women all the time, you know, Paul, he says in Philippians 4, rejoice, right? Rejoice. Again, I'll say rejoice. And what you're basically asking me, you know, I tell these women, what you're basically asking me is, how do I rejoice, you know, in this icky situation? Well, okay, how could Paul say that? He wrote it in prison. He was chained to a wall. And the prescription, the how, is what comes in Philippians 4 verse 8, where that's where he says, that's where you got to think on whatever is lovely and true and excellent and praiseworthy and the good stuff. And it really is that the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It is tremendous. It makes a tremendous difference.
When you hear Shanti Feldhahn describe the 30-day husband encouragement challenge, does it make you nervous? What if your husband responds by taking advantage of you?
You know, I understand the fear. I mean, I am, as you might be able to tell, I'm this fairly strong, opinionated personality myself. And I come from a background growing up where I was very feminist oriented myself. But it is just that it's a fear. And like so many other fears that, you know, somebody will take it and be oppressive and abusive, like so many fears, there's really nothing behind that. And in most cases, now, not all, but in most cases, most men just want to be their wife's hero. They just want to make her happy. They want to love her in the way she needs. And they don't always know how. And it's very easy for a man who's feeling disrespected and inadequate and controlled to just back off and become passive and kind of check out. And so when you do these things, even though you're scared to death and you say, you know, it's hard for me, but if this is what you need, I'll try it. What happens is that you see this incredible response. You see him light up and you see him become that more tender and that more caring and that more involved and engaged because he's feeling like the man he always wanted to be. You've helped build him up to be that man he's always wanted to be. So yeah, I know it's scary. But I can just tell you from my own experience and from these hundreds of thousands of women that I've spoken to in these groups all over the country and the ones who've read the books and the stories we've gotten, just try it and see what happens. And I think you'll get a great, great, great feedback and great incentive to continue.
Shanti Feldhahn has been describing the challenge laid out in the booklet, 30 Days of Encouraging Your Husband. Again, we'd like to send you a copy along with Shanti's book for women only. It's our way of saying thanks when you support Revive Our Hearts with a gift of any amount. Ask for 30 Days of Encouraging Your Husband and For Women Only when you call with your donation. The number is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or visit reviveourhearts.com. Well, Shanti Feldhahn will be back tomorrow with Barbara Rainey and our host, Nancy Lee DeMoss. They'll talk about the ways women process visual information and the way men process it. You'll find out why that difference matters in the way you dress and the way you relate to your husband. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.